We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all. Thank you. That's all I have today.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. CARES Act Phase 3 discussion.
Melissa, do you have a copy of one of these? All I have is a...
I'm going to run out of these.
There you are. Take a picture. Thank you.
Well, I brought the wrong paper. I thought I had yours, and it turned out to be my TIF paper. Got them on my desk up there.
Give me the buckets again, please. Of what we've got.
Okay. So $250,000 went to the small business, so that was pulled out of there.
Oh, yep.
The county had held back that original 10%. There's about $180,096 remaining there.
Okay.
The administrative 2% that's going for the clearinghouse that's going through the Taney County Partnership, do you want to talk about?
Yeah, I think as we've looked at, you know, buckets and this, that, and the other, you know, that's kind of been an unknown number, depending on what, based off the contract of what would be paid out, based off what would be reimbursed to either the businesses or not-for-profits. So I suggested to Melissa, let's just make it a round number and take the rest and put it back in the business sector bucket. So I just, you know, I pulled a number. Said, well, let's just call it good at 35, put the 21,988 back into the business side bucket, and that way we're a known number now, and that way it goes, that can be utilized.
So
I thought that was a fair, it was less than two-thirds of what would be remaining, so.
How much is it?
$21,988.
Someone put $22,000 for easy math.
Yeah, that's fine.
That is money that that entity did not have to give back, but is willing to give back just to help the community, because that was dues.
Yeah, that was per the contract.
That was per the contract of what we were going to pay.
Yeah. But I think based off what we're seeing and the need, and I think based off the services we provide, I think it's a win-win situation, and that way we're a known number, and that can get pushed over to the other side.
I guess my point is the community needs to know that you guys are giving money back that you don't have to in order to help the community.
Yeah.
I think that's huge. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're working for the businesses and the...
So, and then that leaves, so the health department's averaging about $250,000 worth of cost. So we could apply $101,160 back out of that bucket.
But there's about $350,000.
There's $351,160 in there.
Okay.
If we did that minus the $250,000 allocated to small businesses currently, that leaves us with $1,245,448.
Hold on.
$1 million.
How much is left? Not including those buckets, just...
not including those buckets at all.
The county, the 2% admin fee, and the health department. How much money do we have? And after the $250,000, we've already...
So after the $250,000, yeah. A little math over here for that.
Is that the 112 or 1225 minus the 250,000?
It would be like 119 because that's not including any of the buckets or anything that's been put back in. So without adding in all of those buckets minus the 250,000, we have $942,000. $942,203.
So 942,000.
Mm-hmm.
So you add the 942, the 350, the 22, and the 180.
Do you want to do the whole 350?
Yes.
Okay. And by that.
Are we at 1494?
You're saying the 942, the 350, and you said the and the 180?
I didn't hear you, I'm sorry.
Did you say and the 180? On that 180, is that paying everything that's been brought to you so far?
Yes. Well, that is not
accounts.
The payroll that has been brought forward.
And legal?
Legal's covered. Mm-hmm. So it's really, so if we take into account, there's 89,000 of pending county payroll that you
payroll
can get
already been paid out that we can get reimbursed for.
Yes. So, and that would be up to you if we wanted to give the entire 180 or if we wanted to hold back and do and cover the public employer payroll. Back to math. So adding in that the buckets as they stand, the 180, the 21, the 351, back to that 942 is 1 million. And the interest.
Is there an interest bucket?
There is an interest bucket. I don't know it's full, but it's already included in there. In the.
And the 942.
So it's 1,495,448. Again, that's not pulling out the 250 to small business yet. Or no, that did pull up.
That did pull up
to small business.
Okay. I have not looked lately. Have we gotten any more guidance on the additional funds that are coming in?
So, kind of. There is nothing in what's currently out federally that says, gives a start date, at least that they're publishing.
Gives a start date of when we're going to receive it, or gives a start date on when we can actually apply those funds to those residents?
Within 60 days. You've got 60 days from when they signed it to receive it.
Correct.
But I don't know if that means just the state receiving it, or us actually receiving it. Do you have any idea?
I'm still not clear if it's going to funnel through the state treasurer's office or goes directly to the entities.
I thought it came directly to us.
I thought so too, but that seems like an overwhelming task at the federal level to make that happen to both county and municipal entities.
I kind of thought they were still going to use the state treasurer, but
so the deadline. There's a deadline to expend the funds, but there's nothing that says when we would be able to go back and apply them.
How far retroactive they'd be.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's going to come in two tranches, 50% this year, and the remaining no earlier than 12 months after the first payment.
Say that again.
We'll get two different.
Yeah.
It's
get 50, half of it the
half
first.
Half of it sometime within 60 days of them signing it, and the other half no earlier than 12 months after we get the first.
After you, don't you have to expend the first before you get the second?
I didn't say that.
No, I've never heard that.
Well, yeah,
it says at the discretion of the Treasury.
Yeah, I heard commentary at some point, but I've not seen anything in writing.
Okay.
So commentary, I don't know if it was a talking head or if it was an article, but said that to get the remaining 50%, you'd had to expend the first 50%. But I'm not read in detail everything, but.
And I've not read it. I've just been at different places where different ones have quoted that. And
it's for sure 50-50.
Yes, it is for sure 50-50, and they actually published that. And there's also, and it comes off the state treasurer's website, they have, as of March 8th of this year, they had come up with an estimated allocation list that does not only the counties, every county in every state, but also municipalities in every state getting a certain amount of funding.
Each incorporated entity, city or village.
I was told how much Forsyth was supposed to be.
But it also has no jurisdiction. It says amount per jurisdiction cannot exceed 75% of their most recent budget. And it'll be distributed with it through the states with the ability for states to request extensions if they're unable to. So I'm not sure how that will work out.
Well, I would say some of the smaller entities probably will not get it as much as what's been advertised if there's a 75% of current budget stipulation.
And of course, this isn't the CARES Act anymore, that'll be the American Rescue Plan Act. Mm-hmm. So.
ARPA? American Rescue Plan.
ARPA.
Yeah, ARPA, 21.
I kept saying ARCA, but that's a racing series. That's not.
It could be that too, though. Okay, can you? Because I left. Honestly, I thought we were going to do this upstairs. I think all my paperwork's up there. On each entity, we had already discussed this and things that did not.
Mm-hmm.
So
I have that.
On number one, the full amount is good to go.
Yes.
On number two, what was the amount that
we talked about? Only the public health costs only, which were $13,249.89.
$249.89. Number three.
Three, we did the full amount. It was just. We discussed percentages.
Number four?
Number four?
Five.
There's no four. Number five, which says $631,201.56.
And we still need to get, that was for the extra nurses, and we need to get that verified on something, correct?
Yes.
Number six, full amount, just percentage?
Yes.
Number seven, full amount?
Yes.
Number eight, full amount?
Yes.
Seventeen, full amount?
Yes.
Number 20, full amount?
Yes.
$29.
Only the sanitizing and PPE costs, which is $1,117.36.
$30?
Full amount.
We did?
Ah, what I have written here. And then did the percentage similar to schooling.
Oh, okay.
I thought we took something out of that. We did.
We did. We took out of 31, not 30.
Yeah, 31 was our employee that was already there.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? What was
31 was full funding without payroll.
Okay.
31.